Sonia De Vries is here with the Book Review. A very good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
This is Richard Dawkins with Books Do Furnish a Life. Well, he's written a few, Sonia.
He sure has. And this is kind of, I guess, a sampling. You know, like those biscuit boxes with all the different flavours. This is very much Richard Dawkins, the collection. So what he's got is it's a series of essays and forewords, afterwards and reviews, all in praise of science writing. Some of them are for his own books, most of them are for others, and then it's peppered throughout with interviews, either where he's interviewed another science writer or another science writer or enthusiast has interviewed him. And so as a book, it's fantastic. It's a really good way to kind of dip into some of the deep and complex worlds that he writes about. What I loved was that, you know, it kind of, you can drop in and out and get a sense of something without necessarily having to commit to kind of 500 pages on a single subject. But it also opens doors. If you did want to dive in, then, you know, you can go out and get that book or download the audiobook or whatever. So, you know, it's something that inspires further reading. I loved his tone. Now, you can hear me laughing because he's a mad enthusiast. You know, he says that we should all read science and learn to think like scientists, not because science is useful, though it is, but because the light of knowledge is wonderful and banishes the debilitating and time-wasting fear of the dark. So he takes that enthusiasm and runs with it. But balancing that, he's deeply, deeply, deeply cynical and sarcastic about anything to do with, you know, religion, anything to do with anything a little bit fruity like homeopathy, and he is breathtakingly brutal about it. And so I quite like that. There's a real honesty to his writing. And, you know, some of the articles, there's one which is called Are We All Related? Honestly, it's worth reading out loud to the smaller people in your life because, you know, if only, you know, he tracks how we are as humans all related to each other, but it's written because it's a foreword to a book for a younger audience. It's written for a younger group. And so he describes using mathematical equation how we couldn't possibly have the number of grandparents if we just had one family tree. And then he takes it back another step further and talks about being related to Darwin's dog or the lettuce in your sandwich. And honestly, you know, the incredulous laughter that comes from, you know, when you read that out to a 10-year-old is just absolutely hilarious.
What of all the famous sort of feuds and falling outs that have accompanied things? Because he is nothing if not passionate about his position.
Yeah, and some of those are referenced in here. Actually, there's a really, again, another kind of lighthearted one, essay called Tutorial-Driven Teaching, where he parodies, only just, the reflections of an external examiner. It's very, very clever. I think I'm going to do a Harry Potter reference here. He's a little bit Gilderoy Lockhart. So, you know, it's all about me, you know, Richard Dawkins, I am fabulous, I am clever. And, you know, let's be honest, he is fabulous and clever. But you do have to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of salt to sprinkle as you're reading so that you can take that. I'm a fan, so I loved it. You know, he is writing about his writing. He's referencing his writing all the way through. But, you know, you forgive his ego for his brilliance.
Was there some newer stuff that you hadn't read previously as the book progressed? Because does it sort of work chronologically when he's referencing? Or
Not necessarily chronologically, but it's incredibly deep and incredibly broad. There was only one essay that I had heard of before, nothing I'd read before, and I've read a few of them. You know, and some of them were really powerful. You know, it's not just science. There's a smattering of politics, some social commentary, a really harrowing assessment of the impact of religion on people. It's called Defending the Wall of Separation, which is from 2012, and it was just, honestly, I had to sort of put it down and make a cup of tea halfway through. It was really, really good, you know. I think for a general reader, this is an incredible way to get into science writing. And for science enthusiasts, it just reinforces everything you already think about Richard Dawkins.
Thank you very much for the review, Sonia De Vries. The book is Books Do Furnish a Life by Richard Dawkins. Published by Random House, it is Penguin Random House, and $40 the price.